Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Ink, offering free design services for all orders, EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
tail end of the national anthem prior to the start of the Galesburg Rock Island game. Big matchup in the Western Big Six. Let's go down courtside. Public address announcer, Jeff Lamb.
Rock Island Rocks. Number 3, Colton Siegel. Number 11, Amarian Nimmers. Number 15, Eli Reese. Number 24, Torian Holtman. And number 44, Solomon Gustafson. The Rocks are coached by Tom Siegel. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6'1 sophomore guard, number 5, Dre Gypsiaco. A 6'1 sophomore guard, number 15, Alexi Gypsiaco. A 6'4 senior guard, number 20, Riley Milan. A 6'1 junior guard, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6'7 forward, number 34, Jalen McCants. Your streaks are coached by Ryan Hart.
And, of course, it is Pink Out Night to benefit, to raise money for cancer awareness and the Zeke Gray Scholarship Fund. We can talk about Coach Gray certainly as the night goes on. We've talked about him from time to time, but we don't certainly want to forget the brief legacy that he left here and the way that the Silver Streaks basketball program honors him every year.
And he's just a super guy who did everything for the benefit of kids. And there Zeke is giving the basketball, presenting the ball to the game officials like he's done every year. And it's a nice moment here. Boy, he's sure growing. Been 10 years now.
Hard to believe, isn't it? Nice round of applause for Zeke. And we're ready to get this game underway. Solomon Gustafson, 6'8 senior, in the midcourt circle with Jalen McCants of the Silver Streaks, one of the leading scorers in the Western Big Six Conference. Rock Island winners of 8 in a row, 4-1 in the conference. Silver Streaks have won 13 in a row, 4-2 in the conference. We're underway, and the Silver Streaks win the tip. Price will bring it across midcourt. McCants out high. Alex Egyptiaco, Dre Egyptiaco, and Riley Milan. So this is the same starting five that the Silver Streaks went with through most of the first 15 games of the year. Price misses a three from the left wing, and Holtham underneath hauls down the rebound for Rock Island.
And I think it's a good decision to go back to this lineup and work Kylab in off the bench and get him a little bit more comfortable yet.
Talk about Steve's three keys to the game. We haven't been able to work that in here. Gustafson up top to the right side over to Marion Nimmers, just a sophomore. He's had a huge impact on this Rock Island team, adjusting very well as a sophomore. Holtham cut off at the free throw line with the up and under, gets blocked. Rebound out to Colton Siegel with a runner and hits, and Rock Island scores first.
Colton Johnny on the spot there, being able to find that loose ball off that miss or block and convert that little teardrop.
This Rock Island team has been hampered by injuries. They are without Jordan Rice. Here's a dribble drive by Price. Head and shoulder fake, gets the shot up and in from the low blocks, and we're tied at two. Rice, a 5'9 junior. Terrific ball handler and a very good shooter from the outside. Not out there. Colton Siegel has missed a number of games with an ankle injury. He came back in an overtime win over Lincoln on Saturday night and showed some rust. Holtham had a little bit of a lower leg injury in the game as well, but he's out there now with it right of the arc. Swinging around to the left side to Nimmers on the wing. Siegel up top. Swing it back around to the right side. Putting the ball on the floor. Holtham pull up at the free throw line and a reach-in foul called against Alex Gypsyako. Let's talk about some of your keys here tonight, Coach.
I think, first of all, we're going to have to do the little things really well, and that includes handling the ball, not having unforced turnovers, and win the matchup battle. I think Coach Siegel said that we have things that personnel that can bother them and vice versa, and then have to keep our poise. Our first big game tonight, I think this will be tight, big crowd, an energetic crowd. We're going to have to certainly maintain our poise from start to finish here tonight.
Holtham misses the first free throw. And really, both coaches alluded to that. You talk about, all right, well, who on our side is going to guard their guy? But then at the same time, who on their side is going to guard our guy? And it's very much the case both ways. Holtham misses both free throws, coming down with a rebound, Gustafson, and then Rock Island turns it over on the interior. Streaks come out, look it, with it, looking for their first lead of the game, tied at two. Just 2 minutes into the action. Step back three. McCants off the rim to the left, and the rebound, Eli Reese. Of course, Jalen had a huge game against Rock Island in a victory last year. 31 points, 17 rebounds, just a career kind of game. Step back three on the opposite end by Nimmers won't go. Andrea Gypsyako with the rebound. Quickly into the front court. Milan drives, takes it all the way, missed it. Put back Alex Gypsyako.
And I do believe we are going to have to be aggressive to the basket. And there Riley was, and I think Jalen certainly is going to have to be in the matchup that he's in tonight.
Streaks of their first lead of the game. 2.5 minutes in. It's 4-2. Siegel on the opposite end. Three goes in and out. Rebound batted around. Knocked out of bounds on the sideline. Saved by Rock Island. And Milan has it, bringing it into the front court. Stops on the wing. Pulls it back out. Jalen driving into the lane. Has the ball knocked loose into the hands of Alex. Now back outside to Riley. Drive down low. Stops. Tries the up and under. Kicks it back out to Dre.
The game's going to be faster for us tonight. Our decision is going to have to be quicker and not as much room to maneuver.
Jalen inside the free throw line. Takes it all the way with the left hand. Shot rolls off. Rebound Holtham. Jalen's missed his first two. Streaks lead 4-2. Under five to go here in the opening quarter. Eli Reese, another sophomore in that starting lineup for Rock Island. So they start two sophomores, two seniors, and a junior. On the right side, this is Reese with it now. Up top, Siegel trying to go around Riley, kicks it out. Here's a three by Reese on the wing, hits it, and Rock Island takes the lead, 5-4.
Good ball movement there. They were patient. They found the opening shot set up by the penetration by Siegel.
Price will walk it across midcourt right in front of the scoring table. Sophomores of the Silver Streaks lost tonight, 68-43. Milan, bad pass. Nimmers jumped the passing lane, and then the Streaks foul him in transition going the opposite direction. So the first turnover in the game on the Silver Streaks, and that'll be the first foul on Riley Milan.
And that's the kind that I was talking about in point one, the little things, not being taking care of the ball, making good decisions. The pass that went through against somebody else will not be completed here tonight.
5-4 Rock Island with the ball halfway through quarter number one here at John Field Gym. This is the final game on the first run-through of the conference. Now Eric Price called for a foul, guarding man-to-man against Reese. Knocked the ball loose, but then fouled him. So that's three fouls on the Silver Streaks. Again, this will be the last game through the first half of the run of the conference for the Silver Streaks. Game number 7 at 4-2. Rock Island will wrap up its run through the first half of the conference coming up Friday night. Silver Streaks will be at Holloman on Friday. Interior pass goes into Gustafson, trying to back up Jalen. goes on the up and under, comes up well short. Rebound Holton put back over the rim, fought for the rebound, tipped out into the hands of Reese for Rock Island. Third chance at it. Left side fake by Holton, runs over Alex, falls down, no foul, and Holton with a wide open jumper.
And right now we're getting beat pretty soundly on the boards, and we're going to have to do a better job. They're getting in second and third chance opportunities.
So the Silver Streaks now down 7-4, 3:20 to go here in this opening quarter. Pass from Dre behind Riley Milan coming out top for it. And it's a second turnover on the Streak. So here comes Caleb Meadows into the game. 3:15 to go, first quarter. Dre will sit down. So we'll see how Meadows does coming in off the bench. Of course, his first conference game back was that terrific breakout game up at Geneseo when he knocked down six threes and had 23 in the game. 3:10 to go here in the opening quarter. Streaks down three. Rock Island with the ball. Out high, this is Nimmers with it. Puts the ball on the floor. Gets around with a screen down to the low blocks. Missed it. The tip won't go. Alex with the rebound. Here come the Streaks into the front court. To the right side. Pull up three by Price on the wing. In and out. Rebound by Nimmers on the run. Here comes Rock Island in transition. Caleb tries to draw the charge and does. Nimmers tried to fade right to left to get around him. And Caleb falling backwards successfully draws the charge.
Terrific play by Caleb. There you've got to get to a spot, anticipate. And he did that and was able to pick up the charge and a little bit of a boost there for us.
7-4 Silver Streaks, trailing by three, 2:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Price will bring it across midcourt along with Alex Egyptiaco, McCants, Meadows, and Milan. Price on the outside. Up top with it, working against Andrew McDuffie, a 6'4 senior into the game. Tries to feed it through a couple of defenders. Rock Island bats it out of bounds.
Right now, Brad, we don't have a lot of rhythm to our offense. It's a little stagnant, a lot of shake and bake and one-on-one stuff and a lot of dribbling here, and that's not our normal modus of operandi here.
Definitely need to get some ball movement going, don't we? A little bit of a delay here. Riley Milan's going to inbound it from the right corner of the floor down below us, but the official saw something on the floor. He wanted to kick off, so now we're ready to get underway. Pass deflected and stolen away on the inbound. Holton timed the inbound pass very well, deflected it straight up in the air and stole it away. Has it now, trying to go around Alex. Spin move in the lane, gets underneath, misses the tip. Rebound put back by Gustafson. And Ryan Hart needs a timeout. 9-4 Rock Island, 2:15 to go here in this first quarter. This is a full timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. Silver Streaks down five. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Cutting up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
9-4 Rock Island with the early lead over the Silver Streaks. 2:15 to go here in the opening quarter. Reminder, tomorrow, Illini basketball at Purdue will join it in progress at 6 o'clock. Galesburg girls will also play Rock Island. That's a road game coming up this Thursday night. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson with the call at 6:40. And the Silver Streaks boys are on the road at Alleman on Friday. Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, no changes personnel-wise. Dre has the dribble up top into the hands of Eric Price. No-look pass to Alex, kicks it back out. Now feed through the lane. Somehow it found its way to McCants. Contact, ball hangs on the rim, won't go, and Jalen with a tip-in. Just stuck with it, 9-6, Streaks down three.
And Rocky came out in a 2-3 zone there, and I'm not going to say that may be the best news for us, but we certainly were not executing against their man.
That was quite a feed by Eric from way out of the volleyball line down the left side of that lane to get it down into Jalen. Now a travel called on the outside by Andrew McDuffie. Third turnover on Rock Island. So coming out of the Galesburg timeout, a basket on an offensive rebound put back by McCants, and now they get the ball back on the turnover. Chance to get within one or take the lead or tie it up. 9-6 your score, Rock Island. On the far side, Meadows. Up top, Price. Left side over to Dre. Dre with the dribble, gets it to Jalen. Jalen puts the ball on the floor, drives baseline, little lean back, shot won't go, tip falls off the rim, rebound, Eric underneath with the reverse up and in. Streak's getting after it on the boards here, which is good because they were getting out rebounded badly in the early going.
Three opportunities there and we converted.
9-8, Streak's down one, under a minute to go first quarter. Teams, I think, maybe trying to shake off the jitters here a little bit early going. Had some sloppy play. Really seem to be settling in here now. Here's McDuffie down the right side of the lane. Step back at the free throw line. Airballed it. Under the basket, Jalen with a rebound. Streak's looking for their first lead. Kyler up top, Jalen. No, looks it to Alex. Drives baseline. Cut off. Kicks it back out. Jalen down the right side of the lane. Had the ball poked away and stolen away by Rock Island. Quick hands on the reach in by Holtum. Four Galesburg turnovers. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Streak's down one. Trail as many as five here in the first quarter, but they've scored the last four. Rocky with the ball, looking to hold for the final shot here as we wind down quarter number one. Nimmers on the right side, working against Drea Gypciacco. Passes it to Siegel out of the wing. Fires a quick three off the rim. Rebound, Alex with seven. Outlet to Dre. Two on one. Euro step up and in with the left hand. 2 seconds to go. Rock Island cannot get off a shot. And the Streaks score the final six to take the lead at the end of one, 10-9. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank, Galesburg Community Chorus, and Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you can win cash. Pick one up today at Carmark Tire and Auto on Carl Sandburg Drive in Galesburg. Full details at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Silver Streaks with a 10-9 lead over Rock Island. Rocks have the ball to begin quarter number two. Four turnovers in the first quarter, three on Rock Island. And the Rocks showing, forced to show a little half-court patience here as we begin the second quarter. Malachi Key, a tall, lanky 6'6 senior into the game. Here's McDuffie going right at Eric in the lane. Missed it and then fouled on the rebound putback. That'll be the second of the game on Alex Gypciacco on the reach.
Yeah, that kid's strong inside there. McDuffie is. He got his back to the basket, got him buried and pinned inside, and just tough to stop there, and you know, got the offensive rebound as well. Much better finish there, Brad, to the latter part of the period there. We picked up some energy.
Misses the first free throw, McDuffie does. Now, we were mentioning the Streaks were getting dominated on the boards early on. It was 11-3, I think, 11-4 early on, and Streaks closed the gap there with that coming out of the timeout with those final 2.5 minutes to go or so. McDuffie misses both, and Eric Price comes down with a rebound. So Rock Island 0-4 from the free throw line. Streaks with a 1-point lead. Eric with the jump stop in the lane, slapped out of his hands by McDuffie. Five Galesburg turnovers. Into the front court, Reese. Into the right corner, Nimmers. Pulls it back up top, swinging around to the left side into the hands of Malachi Key. Bounce pass down low to the baseline. Solomon Gustafson going in on Jalen, trying to post him up. Leans in, forced it up, and got it in. Tough shot by Solomon Gustafson. That was just pure one-on-one action. He got the better of Jalen. Not that Jalen played poor defense. Just good finish by Gustafson. 11-10 Rock Island. Just underway second quarter. Dre on the right side to the free throw line, dribbling right to left, gets it to Alex up top. Alex looking over the floor, Meadows with it now on the outside. Kyler around the screen to McCants on the outside. Jalen held to just 2 points on 1 of 6 shooting in the first quarter. Here's a teardrop by Eric in from the left baseline, and he puts the Streaks back on top, 12-11. Six in the game for Price to lead the Silver Streaks, half of Galesburg's points. Walking across midcourt, Reese coming up top, Gustafson. Key to the right side, now back up top, Nimmers. Tries to step inside the arc, now step back, shoots a three off the back iron. Rebound, Key dribbles it once, puts it up with the right hand. That won't go. Fight for the rebound. Key goes over the back of Price, lost the handle on it. Eric with a steal. Outlet to Dre. Gets hammered in the basket, and one! Good body control by Dre as he got hit pretty hard from the backside. He got the shot up and in and a chance at a three-point play.
And Dre has just made lots and lots of clutch plays or big plays all year long. That was one there. We needed that after, again, a rocky start a little bit, pardon the pun here, to the second period, although we've maintained a lead.
Came after another offensive rebound, which the Streaks were able to knock loose. Price picked it up, got the outlet pass to Dre, and he finishes off the three-point play. Five early in the game for Dre Egyptiaco, and now the Streak to their biggest lead at 15-11. Cross midcourt comes Reese. Siegel back in the game, has it on the right elbow. Down low it goes to Romeo Metcalf, a junior into the game for Rock Island. Riley Milan back in for the Silver Streaks as well. Key left side of the lane, pokes it back out to Metcalf. Swing it around to the right side, Siegel. Inlet pass, batted away from McDuffie, saved by Price, and he couldn't get a handle on it. Threw it off a Rock Island player's foot. Jalen chases it down, gets undercut, and a foul called on Romeo Metcalf in a scramble for the ball.
Streaks being very aggressive on the defensive end, anticipating passes, you know, eager and laying in the woods, so to speak, there, and a key steal there, and a heads-up play, and Johnny on the spot there for Jalen.
Now fifth turnover on the Silver Streaks. Myland inbound, right side of the corner, lofts it up top to Dre. Over to Kyleb on the wing, dribbles into the free throw line, kicks it out. Myland squared for three. Now Meadows will shoot it, left wing off the front of the rim. Rebound, batted around, and McDuffie controls for Rock Island. 5 minutes to go, first half. Silver Streaks lead by four, 15-11. Since they were down 9-4, they've gone on an 11-2 run. Here's Siegel up top, passed up the three. Key with it on the left wing. Steps inside the arc, pulls it back out into the hands of Reese between the circles. Puts the ball on the floor to the free throw line. Behind him, open Siegel for three, hits.
Good rhythm there. Good offensive execution in the half court by Rock Island.
Colton Siegel's second basket. He's got five. Pulls the Rocks within one at 15-14. Now McCants to answer. Short at the top of the arc. Siegel open up top, coming down with a rebound. Jalen struggling to shoot the ball here in the early going, 1-for-7 in the game, but the Streaks lead is 1, 15-14, as we wind down to 4:20 to go in the half. Pass on the right side, McDuffie working against Price. Price fights through a screen, McDuffie gets an opening, lost the handle on the ball down the lane and turned it over.
We'll take that there. Looked like he had a clear lane with his left hand, and as he was going up, the ball just slipped out of his hands, and we'll take that break.
15-14 Silver Streaks back on offense now. Milan and Egyptiaco in the backcourt. Meadows, Price, McCants waiting in the front court. Eric with it now. Left elbow extended. Passes it back out. Good rhythm by Holtham to intercept it, but then knocked out of bounds. And the Streaks will hang on to it.
And those passes are not available here tonight.
No. Might be able to get away with that against Chicago Comer Noble.
Not here.
Not tonight against Rock Island. Silver Streaks with a one-point lead, under 4 minutes to go. Soft pass out high. Eric pulls up, high post, off the back iron. Rebound, Riley knocked it loose, finds its way to McCants, drives, and a blocking foul called on McDuffie, who looked like he had established pretty good position in the lane. The loose ball found its way to McCants. McDuffie tried to draw the charge, but a blocking foul instead.
And Coach Siegel certainly arguing that point right there, and it did look like that he had position there. But Jalen does such a wonderful job of controlling his body that, you know, you can only call what you see or anticipate, and he gets the foul, the benefit of the doubt there.
Jalen to the free throw line for the 175th time this season, and he knocks down the first free throw. Two-point Galesburg lead, third point of the game for McCants. Four team fouls on Rock Island, four on the Silver Streaks as well. 3:47 to go first half. Galesburg by two, and a second free throw for McCants on the way. Puts it up and in. Galesburg by three. Reese will bring it across midcourt. Dre Egyptiaco will pick him up defensively there. Leaves it off on the right side to Nimmers, pulling it back up top. Holtom on the left side. Now Gustafson comes out for it. They go down low to Holtom. Eric went for the steal. Holtom got it, just turned to the basket, laid it up and in.
Holtom got around on that baseline screen, and Eric had to chase him and step behind, went for the steal, and didn't get it, and then he was going to give up the easy shot.
Four of the game for Torian Holtom. Here's Jalen in the lane going right at Gustafson, goes right, then left, and then goes over the basket with a shot. Holtom on the weak side with a rebound. Good move by Jalen, but he just couldn't finish it off softly. Had too much oomph on it when he put the shot up right underneath the basket. 1 point Galesburg lead. Rock Island with the ball. Here's a steal by McCants on the outlet. Two-handed jam!
He does that so well, anticipating, and then he has a wide open direct line to the basket. It's going to be a dunk.
Streaks by three. Siegel to the left side. Lost the handle on the ball. Dribbled down to the low blocks. And now Rock Island has turned it over eight times. Five here in this second quarter.
And that dunk gets the crowd going a little bit and makes the offense for Rocky a little bit more quicker than maybe they'd like there.
19-16 Silver Streaks, 2:35 to go first half. Price on the outside, into the left corner, Dre. Fakes a pass, puts the ball on the floor, steps inside the arc, now behind him to Jalen. Goes around his man, down to the low block, step back, fade up and in.
Boy, there's where he's at best there. Knifing his way through traffic. Excellent control of his body and get that little kiss off the glass.
He scored the last six for the Silver Streaks, and suddenly McCants pushing double figures with 8 points. Here's a bad end of the backcourt by Meadows, but Siegel chased it down. Now brings it back across the timeline. Approaching the two-minute mark with the Streaks leading Rock Island by five. Around a screen up high, Nimmers all the way to the basket. Too strong off the backboard. Milan with a rebound. Outlets to Dre. Cut off on the baseline this time, pulls it back out. Riley to Price, steps inside, 18-footer, swish!
Out of that secondary break there, we get good ball movement and find somebody open.
Timeout, Rock Island. Crowd comes to its feet on a 30-second timeout with the Streaks on top. 23-16, that dunk by Jalen on that midcourt steal has electrified this crowd and has put the Streaks on a little 6-0 run.
And it gives us a little bit more extra zip on our step. It forces them to try to be a little quicker than they want to. It has lots and lots of effects upon both ball clubs there. And again, we're our best where we're there in offensive transition. We get the ball moving well. We get numbers. We find the open man. And most of the time we convert. Perfect example of that last possession.
23-16, biggest lead for either team here now. As Galesburg, as I said, has gone on a little 6-0 run, forcing a Rocky 30-second timeout with a minute 49 to go in the first half. Rock Island will bring it across midcourt. Up top, this is Siegel with it. Be a little frustrated there, the way he was hanging on to the ball. Trying to figure out what his teammates are trying to do. Here's Holtom backing his way in, stripped by Price. Ball on the floor. McCants comes out with it. Nine Rock Island turnovers. Jalen then lost the handle on it, going too fast in the open court. Holtom at the other end with a one-handed jam.
And unfortunately, the live ball turnover ends up with great numbers on the other end for them.
Here's a three by Meadows right side off the back iron. Rebound. Good job by Holtom inside of two Silver Streaks to pull down that rebound. And now the Rocks with a little bit of momentum. Down five with the ball. Siegel missed the three, though. Egyptiaco outlets to Price. Eric juggles it, controls it, and lays it in.
Again in transition, finding the outlet, getting numbers, and an easy shot.
What happens after you miss a three? You can get that opportunity. Here's a crossover dribble by Nimmers. Pulls up inside the free throw line. Shot rolls off. And Jalen knocked it away from Gustafson underneath. Last touch by the Streaks.
And the sabermetric, so to speak, allows that long shot or calls that long shot going to be a long miss. And you're going to get run out with numbers.
Battle on the interior. Now Holtom, after getting knocked around, comes out high for it. Has the ball knocked loose, dribbling through the lane. Picks it up. Goes back door on the baseline. Cut off McDuffie. Forced it up anyway, and a foul called on the Silver Streaks. We'll give him two free throws. Just under 33 seconds to play in the half. Silver Streaks lead by seven, but the foul called on Caleb Meadows, his first. And it'll give McDuffie two free throws where he missed two earlier in this quarter.
And McDuffie has such size there. He gets the ball down inside there. Almost going to foul him.
First one up and in and out. Rock Island 0-for-5 from the free throw line in this game. Six turnovers here in the second quarter, 9 for the game, and the Silver Streaks have taken advantage of it to build a 7-point lead here as we wind down to the final 30 seconds. McDuffie knocks down the second free throw. Meadows, McCants, Price, Milan, Drea, Gipciacco for the final 32.5 seconds for the Silver Streaks. Little token full court trap here waiting by Rock Island. Jaleb dribbles it through it, passes it to the right side to Meadows. Streaks are in the front court. Kyleb has it now up top. Now left side, Eric. He'll shoot the three. A little bit long on the weak side rebound, Nimmers. Streaks haven't shot well from the perimeter here tonight, but they lead by 6. Rock Island with a chance to hold for the final shot. McDuffie out high, leaves it off to Reese. Cut off in the lane, skips it out. McDuffie for 3, and a late foul called as Jalen jumped after him after the shot, and he gets called for the late foul, and it'll be 3 free throws now for McDuffie.
And that's unfortunately poor decision-making by the Streaks here on the offensive end to take that shot that they could get at any point there and allow them to have another possession, and we end up fouling them, and they're going to get three shots here and an opportunity to cut the game to a 3-point lead, 1 possession game.
Where McDuffie just made his last one after missing his first 3, so after knocking down his first successful free throw, he goes right back to the line with a chance to make 3 in a row. He hits the first one, but not the second one, with 1 more coming. 25-20 Silver Streaks, 5.3 seconds showing on the second quarter clock. And a third free throw by McDuffie coming. Streaks need to box out well here and deny the potential for the offensive rebound to get another shot at it. With 5 seconds to go, he gets a friendly roll on the third one. So 25-21, Streaks by 4. Siegel back in for Rock Island, and Nimmers sits down.
And they're going to extend the defense here to make us go east-west to try to eat up time.
Jalen up the far sideline in front of the Rock Island bench. Step back, long 3, hits the rim, and that's the end of the quarter. Not the shot the Silver Streaks wanted. But they still take a 4-point lead into the locker room, 25-21. A look at the first half stats when we come back. A word with the coaching staff when they come out of the locker room. And we'll run through the individual scoring as well. Galesburg by 4, 25-21. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this community reminder. The Knox County Knights Special Olympics team, along with the Knoxville Life Skills students, will take on Knoxville school staff in a charity basketball game. It's Monday, February 3rd at Knoxville High School. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium, Silver Streaks leading Rock Island 25-21. Rocks had a lead as big as 5 in the first quarter. Silver Streaks' lead was as high as 7 on a couple of different occasions in the second quarter. The lead is 4 here at the half. Overall, Steve, I think it's about what we would expect from a matchup between two of the top 10 teams in Class 3, I guess top 11 teams in Class 3A if you go by the AP poll.
Yeah, and again, both ball clubs, great respect for each other on both ends of the floor. Things are a little tighter. You can't do some of the things offensively that you can against some other clubs, and thus shooting percentages are not quite as good. Points are down a little bit, but an exciting game Both teams are going to talk about some things they want to do a little better and make probably some slight adjustments here. But a good ball game here and a game of spurts for both clubs here.
We'll get a look at some insight from the coaching staff when the Streaks come out of the locker room and find out what some of those adjustments might be. In the meantime, let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
You know, as we said, when you're talking about a ball game like this where both teams are awfully good defensively and they take up a lot of space and very athletic, obviously you're not going to get the shots off in an uncontested manner like you may against another opponent, and the numbers show that. We were 11 out of 26, 42%, nothing out of 8 with a 3 ball. They were 7 out of 23 for 30%, and we did a really good job of contesting there certainly causing them problems of getting some shots in their offense they didn't want. And they were only 2 out of 7 for 28% with a 3 ball. They out-rebound us, especially early in both quarters where they crashed the offensive glass. They end up with 19 rebounds to our 13. That hasn't happened very often this year on the glass. And turnover-wise, we forced them into 9. Our ability to anticipate and cause problems in the open floor and to get loose balls or unclean ball-handling habits that they exhibited there, we take advantage of them. And we had 6 with only 2 of them in the second period. And those little things right now, as we talked about, would be the little things here, are making a difference for us.
Free throw shooting, Rock Island just 3 out of 9. Silver Streaks 3 out of 3. We'll take a break, come back again, get a word from the coaching staff, look through the individual scoring as well, and set things up for the second half. Galesburg 25, Rock Island 21 here at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's a new year, and it's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Mike Roberts from the Finance Department at YEM. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, repossession, bankruptcy, even if you don't think it's possible to get approved, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track for 2020.
We don't just sell cars. We help people. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Having a hard time finding qualified candidates to fill your open positions? What if you could speak directly to thousands of potential candidates? All you need to do is visit galesburg.info, keyword jobs, to learn more about radio and web recruitment. Hurry, the perfect employee may be listening right now.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy tonight, a little chilly, low of 5 above. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 26. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, a low of 20. Wednesday cloudy with a slight chance of afternoon snow, a high of 35. Snow more likely overnight Wednesday night, low of 30. Rain and snow likely Thursday with a high of 37. Same for Friday as well. Right now it's 14 degrees at WGIL.
After a string of home games, the Silver Streaks boys basketball team hits the road this week at Alleman. I'm Brad Benowitz. Chief Cheeseman and I will bring you Streaks pregame coverage Friday night at 7:06 on WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks leading 25-21 over the Rock Island Rocks. Now they're playing Sweet Caroline. I thought we were going to get the student section doing the so good, so good, but they didn't respond to that one. 25-21, let's look at the individual scoring here through the first two quarters. Torian Holtum leads Rock Island with 6 points, 5 rebounds. Colton Siegel with 5 points. Solomon Gustafson, 4. Andrew McDuffie, Eli Reese, each have 3. That's all the scoring for Rock Island, 21 first half points. Silver Streaks led by Eric Price, 10 points in the first half. Jalen McCants, 8. Dre Egyptiaco with 5, and Alex Egyptiaco with 2. McCants the leading rebounder in the early going with 4. Bit of a struggle for Jalen shooting 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He was just 3 out of 11 from the field in the first half and a couple of rebounds. He did get the points he needed, though, to move past Joel Dietrich. So McCants is up to 12th on the all-time list with 1,069 points. As next step is Jordan Watson in 11th place with a little over 1,100, 1,108 points. It will be the next milestone for Jalen after he gets to 1,100 career points. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. That's down courtside, Steve Cheeseman.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, halftime of this big Western Big Six contest here on Monday night, Martin Luther King Day. Streaks have a 25-21 lead. Coach, a game of spurts by both clubs. Both clubs have a lot of respect for one another. What did you talk about in the locker room? What do we need to do here in terms of any adjustments, and what do you feel like we're doing well right now?
I think we really did a good job that second quarter rebounding the ball. That first quarter, we were dominating on the glass. We were out-rebounded. They came and punched us in the mouth pretty good there. But I think we did the same thing to them on the other end. We got a couple offensive rebounds, and we got up and down the court on them, which was a big key. Looking at the second half, we talked get out and transition and run. I thought Dre and them did a good job of getting that ball thrown ahead. Then on the other end, we got to find a way to contain 24. He's out playing everybody on the court right now, Torian Holman. He's a heck of a player, and we got to find a way to keep him under control.
First 3 minutes, big time here, aren't they?
Absolutely. It can make or break a game. And we need to blow this open quickly, or we're going to be a dogfight. They're a high-caliber team. They have an amazing coach. It's going to be a fun one.
Thanks, Coach.
Always is when these two teams get together, and it's been a good one through the first two quarters, as expected. 5-point lead for Rock Island in the first quarter before the Streaks scored the final 6 points to take a 10-9 lead at the end of the first quarter. Teams traded baskets to start the second quarter. And then the Silver Streaks went on a little bit of a run. Eventually worked their way up to a 7-point lead. It's 5 here as we get ready, or 4 rather, as we get ready to start the third quarter, 25-21. Eric Price, Alex Egyptiaco, Riley Milan, Dre Egyptiaco, and Jalen McCants on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Same 5 who started the game. For Rock Island, it'll be Torian Holton, Colton Siegel, Solomon Gustafson, Amarian Nimmers, and Eli Reese. So the same starting 5 for them as well. Here's a pull-up jumper by Price right out of the get-go, and he misses. 4 seconds into the second half, Holton on the weak side pulls down his 6th rebound to lead everyone here tonight. Reese bringing it across midcourt. Gustafson up top, looking to go backdoor to Reese, but Alex defended that well, so the ball stays on the perimeter. Up top, Holton with it. Now Siegel reverses back behind him to Reese, up the near sideline down below us, directing traffic, gets a screen. Alex fights through it, kick it out. Holton for 3, in and out. Rebound on the floor. Jalen on the run. Outlet to Eric. Wide open for the layup at the other end.
Again, where we had the most success in the first half, being able to get out and transition.
Heck of a job by the Silver Streaks on the breakout by Price and for Jalen to find him in stride on the bounce pass. Not quite a minute into the second half. Streaks' lead is 6.
And they're looking for Holton and inside.
On the left side, Gustafson going right into the free throw line, kicks it back up top to Nimmers. Nimmers drives back out to Siegel on the pass. Siegel backing up Dre Egyptiaco, but still the ball on the perimeter. Lob on the inside to Holton, tries to go up and underneath. Jalen comes over with a block, but a foul called, and I think that'll be Jalen on the weak side. Eric had him from the front. Jalen got him from the backside, his 2nd foul.
And he's such a good player both inside and outside. He does create a matchup nightmare because he handles the ball on the perimeter beautifully, and then when he goes inside, he's going to have a guard on him, and certainly a big height advantage for him.
First free throw by Torian Holton, up and in. Holton missed 2 free throws back in the first quarter. Knocks down his first one here to get the scoring underway for the Rocks in the second quarter, 27-22. Silver Streaks by 5. Second free throw coming. Up and in. So the three teams trade scores here to open the third quarter. 6:40 to go. Gelsberg on top by 4. Streaks need a victory to pass Rock Island in the standings and stay a half game back of Geneseo. At least a half game back in the loss column. Here's Jalen, lost the handle on it on the drive into the lane. Turn around with the right hand, hits the front of the rim. Rebound Gustafson for Rock Island. Reese will bring it across midcourt for Rock Island. Wearing the road black with the school colors on the piping trim. Down to the low blocks, a head fake. Missed it. Offensive rebound tip won't go. The third effort won't go. A fourth tip goes up and falls off the rim. And the rebound knocked all the way out to the scoring table where the officials confer and keep it with Rock Island.
And again, that was a point we talked about, one that really affected us early in both quarters, them being able to get on the offensive glass.
So they've had four shots at it. Now a fifth coming after the dead ball rebound gives it back to them on the far sideline. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 27-23. Up top, Reese on a curl. Keeps it on the perimeter into the hands of Holtum. Reese goes all the way to the baseline, circles all the way back up top. Now into the left corner, Siegel's three goes in and out. Rebound batted around. Price controls for the Silver Streaks. Eric driving, jump stop down the lane, over to Dre, up and in.
And again, broken record, but getting out on the miss, filling the lanes, getting the ball up the floor in a hurry, and being able to get a great shot on the other end, converting it.
Perfectly timed pass by Eric. He didn't go too deep. He gave it up to Dre just at the right spot. Now Holtum down low. Got Eric to bite on the head fake. Fouled him in an and one.
And that all started out there with a
sure
little
did.
back cut out high that Holtum was able to fool Eric on. And then we were in a scramble mode from that point on.
Yep, Eric was chasing him down at that point. And as he came running in, Holtum just planted, let Eric go by him, and the free throw up and in. And Holtum has all five Rock Island points here to start the third quarter. Silver Streaks' lead is three at 29-26. As we approach that magic, 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter that you talk about so often, Steve, the first 3 minutes of the half. And Rock Island is cut into the lead by one. Dre misses a three at the other end. Holtum with a good box out with his seventh rebound for Rock Island. That was Egyptiaco's first miss of the game. Rock Island could get within one or tie it up here, trailing by three. Siegel up top to Holtum. Over to Nimmers. Streaks have held him fairly quiet tonight. Holtum has it up top between the circles. Siegel on the left side. Entry pass down low. Gustafson passes it back out. There's Nimmers at the top. Hits a three.
Lost track of him. He made a good cut to an open spot on the floor and got a three off.
Ties the game at 29. Nimmers was 0 for 5 from the field before knocking that game-tying shot down. Under 4.5 to go third quarter. McCants, other end, answers with a three. McCants in double figures with 11. Streaks back on top, 32-29. As we approach the midpoint of quarter number three. Here's Nimmers with it. Passes to the right side, Holtum. Dribble drive into the lane. Contact, can't finish off the shot. Now Alex strips the rebound away from Gustafson. Streaks into the front court. Eric to the right wing. Behind him to Jalen. Swing it around left side. Riley open for three. Mylan hits from the wing. Streaks in transition. Two big back-to-back threes. Forces a Rock Island timeout.
And again, transition can lead to a wide open three like that or a layup. And we've done both of those tonight. And that's been the key to our lead right now. We've gotten the ball off the glass, got out with a quick outlet, and rarely have got the ball on the floor with a dribble, moved it ahead with a pass. When you do that, there's no defense that can outrun it. And we got great shots as a result of that and have converted them.
35-29. Silver Streaks back up by six, just like that, forcing a full Rock Island timeout with 3:50 to go here in this third quarter. A reminder again, Fighting Illini basketball coming up your way tomorrow. We'll pick it up in progress right at 6 o'clock. Illini are playing well. They struggled a little bit with Northwestern, but got the job done over the weekend. So they continue to advance forward under head coach Brad Underwood. So again, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, we'll pick it up in progress.
And are having an outstanding season thus far. Some real key signature wins and continue to beat those clubs that they should.
At that win at Wisconsin, what'd they say, first time in 12 years or something like that?
Beat Michigan State, first time beating a top 10 or a top 5 club in a long time.
Yep. 35-29, Rock Island coming out of the full timeout. Holtum trying to go one-on-one against Riley Mylan, drew contact down to the low blocks. Holtum just so tough to defend. And there again, we talked in the pregame. We've got guys who are matchup problems for them. They've got guys who are matchup problems for us. Holtum is one of those guys who it's a matchup problem for anybody, I think.
Yeah, and you know, a key here, Brad, is he's identifying it. His teammates are identifying it, and they are going to him, and he's converting.
He's got all six Rock Island points. I take it back. Nimmers did have the three earlier. So six of their 9 points as he knocks down the first free throw with one more coming. Holton's in double figures with 12 points. Second one up and in. And adding to his total. 5 for 5 at the line here in the second half. 35-31, streaks by four. Gelsberg breaks the trapping press. Here's a left side three by Dre. A little bit long. Rebound tip up by Eric. What an athletic move for
Big
Eric.
Time,
hanging
long
in the air.
Tip there. A tough tip. Great tip in by Eric. And he's so good inside.
14 in the game for Price to lead the Silver Streaks. Siegel through the lane. Left side over to Holtham. Drives in on Milan. Tries to go the up and under. And the scoop is blocked by Milan. Picks up the rebound. Streaks into the front court. Dre drives in from the right side. And gets blocked by Nimmers. And a foul call. And the sophomore will put Egyptiaco at the line for two.
Great perimeter pass fake out high. And then went hard to the baseline. Used his body. That's a nice play there by Dre again. Something we've come to expect of him. Really being a smart player.
Just the first foul on Rock Island here in the second half. Egyptiaco knocks down the first free throw. This matches Galesburg's biggest lead at 38-31. They led by 7 on a couple of occasions there in the second quarter. Second one up and in as well.
And his stroke looks so much better now.
So that gives Galesburg its biggest lead now. Since we were tied at 29, the Streaks have gone on a 10-2 run. With under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Andrew McDuffie back into the game on the perimeter. Here's Siegel with it on the outside, guarded by Dre. Up top it goes to Malachi Key. Now left side McDuffie with the three. Missed it. Rebound underneath Key with a quick putback.
And we would take that all night long, but again, got to secure the rebound off the miss.
Malachi Key with the offensive rebound putback. His first basket of the game. The Streaks lead is 6 with under 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Roxley Price open. The three is long, and the weak side rebound underneath to Gustafson. 5 boards in the game for him. And the Streaks, other than those back-to-back threes, have gone scoreless from the perimeter. Here's a runner at the other end, won't go. Milan with his fifth rebound. Outlets to Egyptiaco. Now, Jalen in the lane. Lost the ball, recovers, and gets a shot up and rattles it through.
I have no idea how he scored that. I mean, he's able to twist in there, get control of the ball when he doesn't have control, and score it.
Now Riley jumps a passing lane and bats the ball out of bounds at the half court.
Real game of spurts here where we have two or three good possessions and they have one or two. And again, right now we've had more of them.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how Jalen managed, because he juggled that ball. Here's a shot down low by Gustafson, and he got a shot on Dre Egyptiaco and was able to put it up and in from the low blocks. Here's Jalen, and this time he dribbles between defenders at the high court, and Rock Island bailed him out. He was about ready to turn it over, but a foul called on Andrew McDuffie for Rock Island instead. That's their second team foul, and the Streaks will inbound it. Fortunate not to turn it over there.
Yeah, he tried to force in there, and we were fortunate that we got a foul there because it was headed for a turnover.
Left side, Milan, long three. Long, rebound underneath Gustafson.
We're struggling.
Yeah, Streaks can't be getting three-point happy. Here's a steal by Milan. They tried to go from the half-court pass down low. Milan met it perfectly. Now Eric down the lane, floats with the left hand and missed it, and Key jumps in for the rebound, and the Streaks miss an opportunity there. Siegel to the right side, goes all the way to the baseline, but Alex cuts him out. Reversal back up top. It goes to Key between the circles. Approaching the one-minute mark. Quick three by Siegel, right side, missed it. Long rebound out to Key. Nobody for the Streaks saw it. It was wide open to get it. But another opportunity for the Rocks. Down 6 as we approach 50 seconds to play in the third quarter. Galesburg won this game here last year. Streaks have actually beaten Rock Island 2 in the last 3 games. McDuffie trying to go around Price. Eric poked it out of his hands, out of bounds. Rock Island will hang on to it.
Nice feed by Siegel there. Nice post up, but then a good recovery by Eric to get his hand in there. Knock the ball out.
Reese will inbound for the right of the backboard. Don't fall asleep here, Silver Streaks. They get it out high to McDuffie on the near sideline as we wind under 40 seconds to go for the third quarter of a 6-point Galesburg lead. On the right side, Key fires it into Gustafson. Torian Holtham is not on the floor for Rock Island right now. Gustafson trying to go in the up and under. Good defense by Jalen. He forced the miss and the rebound by Dre. Into traffic. Dre scoops it to McCants. Gets fouled in from the left side.
That was, wasn't it? Just to reach around the defender there, find Jalen in the right spot. Again, a great job in transition. You know, one thing we've been able to do tonight, Brad, is keep them from going in their explosive nature that they have, where they can go and run 6-8 points off. We've been able to keep them from doing that.
First free throw up and in by McCants. 6 in the quarter, 14 for the game. 7-point Galesburg lead, 42-35. So Holton is going to get back into the game for Rock Island. Offensively, they struggled a bit to execute there. They were doing fine on the rebounding edge, but they couldn't knock any shots down to try to cut into that Galesburg lead with him on the bench. So Holton is back out there for the final 19.6 seconds to go. He doesn't have a foul in this game. He was just getting a breather. Second one by McCants is good.
We need to finish this quarter off, minimize here, and don't give up a turnover out of a made basket here.
Galesburg led by 4 at the half. The lead is 8 here as we wind down to 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Holton up top. He's going to go 1-1 against McCants. To the right side, McDuffie. Holton flashing through the lane, calling for the ball. McDuffie has to try to get it to him. Ball knocked loose. Holton turns, throws it toward the backboard, and it darn near went in. Streaks by 8 after 3, 43-35. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, talks about why Toyota rocks.
Toyota is the number one manufacturer in the world. They sell more vehicles than anyone else. You've got the Camry and the Corolla have been number one in this country for over a decade now. There's a reason for that. The product speaks for itself, and we always encourage people to do their own homework. Go to an independent site, a Better Business Bureau, Consumer Reports, and you will find that every model Toyota is recommended by. You know, we're proud of that, but more importantly, our customers are proud of that.
Find the Toyota of your dreams at Galesburg Toyota, online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Ray Pickrell of Galesburg and Rhonda Kelso of Knoxville each won $50 when they were spotted wearing their blue WGIL buttons. To find out where you can get a button, go to WGIL.com.
Three quarters gone at John Thiel Gym. Galesburg leading Rock Island 43-35. Rocks with the ball to start the fourth quarter. McDuffie, nice move, drives left side, faked the pass into the corner and then held on to it and finished off the runner from the left side. Streaks by 6 starting the fourth quarter, 43-37. Alex, pass left side to Meadows back into the game. Eric Price, there's Alex wide open down the lane with a layup. How did they lose track of him? Second basket of the game for Alex Egyptiaco. He's got 4. And the Streaks lead back to 8 at 45-37. Nimmers up top. Holton. Riley Milan guarding him again. Key on the outside with it. McDuffie up top. And on the right side, Reese. In the lane, Holton gets around Riley down to the low blocks. Oh, and a late foul called as Holton finished off the shot. The ball was already through the basket. And he whistled the foul on Riley Milan. His third.
And we talked about that at the break, that Coach Hart moved McCants onto Holton and successful, and I know you don't want to wear him out in that situation. Try to go back here to Riley Milan, and he may have to make that switch back here.
Holton finishes off the three-point play. So it's 45-40. Streaks break the Rock Island press. Alex gives it back to Jalen down the left side of the lane. Can't hit the
Holy
shot.
Holy cow.
And I think Holton might have tipped it up and in. That Jalen's going to get credit for that. I don't know how Jalen ever got a hand on it. But he gets the basket on the putback. Now Holton misses the shot as Milan tried to draw the charge. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Rocks will keep it.
Yeah, again, Holton just being aggressive, sensing he has an opportunity there. And he's very, very good inside and outside. What a nice player.
We did not compare turnover stats. I need to do that with you here in a moment when we get an opportunity, because
pretty clean quarter.
I guess, for a game of this intensity. Here's an entry pass to Gustafson. He's going against Jalen, but cut off, kicks it back out. Holton puts the ball on the floor, trying to shake on Riley inside the free throw line, leans into him, misses the shot, and then Riley ties him up on the offensive rebound, and the Streaks are going to get it back.
And that was good defense
there
by
Riley.
It sure was. He moved his feet. He didn't give ground, and he made Holton shoot a shot under duress and off balancer. That's good defense there by Riley.
And again, we talked turnovers. I had one in the quarter by Rock Island. That was it.
I had two.
Okay.
And none for the Streaks.
Yes, correct.
Pretty incredible. And a 7-point Galesburg lead with 6:20 to go in the game, 47-40. Price in the front corner, right in front of the scoring table, now dribbling up in front of the Galesburg bench, gets around his men all the way to the basket and lays it in.
Good decision, saw the opening and poured the coal to it there and finished.
Nobody came over to stop him, and the Streaks with their biggest lead now at 49-40. Under six to play. McDuffie, left open, left wing three, hits.
Big basket there.
He's got five in the quarter, eight for the game, and the Streaks' lead is back to six, just like that. McCants into the front court, Price on the right wing. 5:40 to go. Riley passes up the three in the corner, gets it up top to Eric. There's an opening down the lane, takes it, and finishes it.
Again, another great finish there, and good decision. Rock Island's going to play a little bit more aggressive defensively and try to trap.
The Streaks are 4-for-4 from the field to open the fourth quarter, leading by eight. Here's a poke away by Price from McDuffie. 2-on-1. Price to McCants. Layup! The turnover
there
forces a Rock Island timeout. 53-43. Full timeout, Rock Island. Galesburg leads by 10. 5:15 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
It's a fixer-upper with lots of potential. If you're good with power tools and a paintbrush, the house on Lombard Street in Galesburg is the perfect winter project for you. Go to galesburg.info and click on keyword for sale by owner.
Tune in for Markley Van Camp and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks open the fourth quarter, outscoring Rock Island 10-8. Looked like the Rocks were going to try to make a quick run at the Silver Streaks in the fourth quarter. And it's been Galesburg who has endured and has taken it right to the Rocks in transition, forcing a turnover. Just attacking the basket and leading by 10 here as we approach 5 minutes to play in the game.
Important to keep it up out of this timeout.
Here's another three by McDuffie. That one on the move. He can't finish that one off. McCants with his seventh rebound. He'll bring it into the front court himself. Goes around Siegel on the right side. Drives between two defenders. And a foul called as Jalen attacked the basket, moving right to left into the lane. That'll be the fourth team foul on Rock Island and the first of the game on Colton Siegel.
You know, if our fans have not seen Jalen McCants play a basketball game, that move right there just typifies how good he is. He knifes through people, jump stops, hangs in the air. He's a circus act as he gets to the basket. Terrific.
Don't look now. He misses the first free throw, but if he makes the second one, he'll have 20 points.
Just in spurts out of nowhere, sometimes.
After a slow start, 1 out of 6 from the field in the first quarter, and he makes the second free throw. He's up to 20 points to lead the Silver Streaks, who are up 11 now, 54-43. Rock Island quickly to the other end, and a foul called on the Silver Streaks. Oh, we got a technical foul called on Siegel, though. On Colton Siegel, I think. So Colton Siegel drove the baseline. Caleb Meadows got called for the blocking foul. And apparently Siegel turned around and said something, I'm assuming, in the direction of the Silver Streaks. I don't think he said it to, maybe he did say it to the official, I don't know. But it's a technical foul, and it now takes the ball out of their hands and gives the Streaks a couple of free throws and the possession with 4:47 to go in the game.
And Coach Siegel is not happy,
and he has a right
to be not happy here. I think he wants to know, you know, he's trying to get some kind of explanation on what was said, and he's not getting any explanation right now.
So he calls a timeout.
And now he'll work the official there to see if he can get that explanation. And I understand where he's coming from there. He just wants to find out what happened there. Another one.
And now he's picked up a technical foul. I'm not very good at reading lips, but I know very clearly what he said there. And the official blew the technical foul on head coach Tom Siegel. That's only his first, though. It looked like the official made the signal to throw him out, but I don't think you could do that, can you? Not on the first technical. And now the officials are conferring over at the scoring table. So what's going to happen here with the Streaks leading 54-43 with 4:47 to go in the game? They're going to get two free throws on the technical foul against Colton Siegel, two more free throws against head coach Tom Siegel on that technical foul, and the possession of the ball. And now Siegel still having words with one of the officials.
And I know Tom. I've been around him for a long, long time. He's a good guy. He's just looking here for some kind of explanation. He doesn't feel like he's getting it. And that's not to say that the officials didn't make a good decision down there. I'm sure they did. I think he's just looking for some kind of explanation on something, and he wasn't getting it.
He's a competitor. As most coaches are, those competitive juices flow deep and long. Now the official
has thrown him out of the game.
He sure has.
And I think he's asking why. I don't know how he got a second. He's looking like, how did he get a second technical foul?
Yeah. All right, well, the official down here is indicating four free throws. So he did not get called for a second technical foul.
No, so he ejected him on one technical foul, it sounds like.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Not either. No.
All right, so Riley Milan is going to shoot the first technical fouls here. First one up and in and out.
And you know, part of this can ignite your ball club here, so look out here.
Right. Second one by Riley is good. And they're going to keep him there? Yes. He will stay there to shoot the second technical foul shots. This is so hard to do. You're standing down there in front of everybody by yourself.
And it's good. Once you make one, you want to keep it going.
Yeah.
I mean, you get rhythm and go from there. Oftentimes you miss one or two, then you want to switch and get somebody else in there.
So the third or the fourth one, in and out and in it again. So he made the final three of the four. The Streaks now lead 57-43, and Gelsberg has the ball back.
Not sure here. And if what we're seeing is threw Tom out after one technical foul.
So the Silver Streaks with the ball and a 14-point lead. Still 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Price between the legs with the dribble. Jump stop in the lane. Cut off. Kicks it back out. Alex Meadows now lob back up to Price. Here's Alex driving in. And he got left open for the layup.
Good cut and a good find there.
Good find by Eric up top. I don't think Alex could believe how wide open it was, and good job by Eric to get it in there quickly. Now the ball poked away from McDuffie to Gustafson. Drives baseline, missed it. Offensive rebound put back by McDuffie. And a foul in the backcourt, and that's going to get Torian Holtum back into the game.
And they're going to be absolutely relentless on the glass, and we've got to continue to do things to keep them from scoring those easy second chance points here. Because unless something crazy happens here and we shoot ourselves in the foot in the way we've been playing, we should be able to take care of this lead. But again, Rock Island explosive and certainly has a lot of the weapons to do something about it.
Caleb Meadows to the free throw line with those technical fouls. That foul by Marion Nimmers puts Rock Island, or puts Gelsberg in the bonus. So Meadows makes the first free throw, but not the second one. And Holtum in the lane gets the rebound, his eighth of the game. 60-45 Silver Streaks with under 4 minutes to go in the game. McDuffie drives, takes it right at Eric Price, and that's going to be two foul shots for Andrew McDuffie and the third foul of the game on Eric Price.
And the other thing here, Brad, is that, you know, obviously we want to keep them off the glass, but we don't want to put them on the foul line. They can score points with the clock stopped here, and that's one of the best ways to get back into a ball game.
Yep. So the first free throw by McDuffie off the front iron. He struggled from the line early in the game, missing his first three. Made three out of his next four. He's got 7 points in the quarter, McDuffie does. 10 for the game. Looking for 11 here with the Streaks leading by 15, 3:48 to play in the game. Eyes the second one and puts it in. 60-46. Streaks by 14. Riley Milan will inbound. Rock Island has the full court press. Not just the three-quarter court trap, but they're actually going to guard the inbound pass. That's Milan. They get it into Price. Goes around Key into the front court between two defenders. Spin move, and then can't finish off the shot down low.
Just rebound. Too quick there.
Rebound Rock Island. A dribble drive by Nimmer's other direction. Missed it. And a foul over the back on Torian Holtum. And he is very upset about getting called on that foul. And we're going to walk it the other direction. Everything just a little tense here right now after the two technicals called on Rock Island, including the one that, for whatever reason, sent head coach Tom Siegel to the locker room. Again, just one technical foul called on the head coach. And we saw the officials made the ejection symbol, which...
And we thought maybe he just got a little demonstrative and get that corrected, but no, he ejected him after that one technical foul.
Riley's free throw up and in. Riley with 7 rebounds. Jalen McCants, 7 rebounds for the Silver Streaks. Milan now has 7 points, including the last 4 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks lead by 15, 61-46, and he can't make the second one. Key with the rebound for Rock Island. Into the front court, McDuffie. Left side, Holtum. He's going against Jalen McCants. Lost his balance. Now turns around. Shoots from the near sideline. Missed it. Alex couldn't control the rebound. And Reese comes up with it. Another three by McDuffie won't go. Weak side rebound chased down by Key. And another chance for Rock Island. Up top. Key dribbling between a couple of defenders and pulls it out. Now throws it over right side to Reese. Reese with a dribble drive. And a foul on the Silver Streaks on the floor. Will be, I think, against Price. And that'll be his fourth. With 3:04 to go in the game.
Yeah, we gave up extra, obviously, more possessions there. And again, fouled on that last opportunity there. And got to be able to secure off the glass. And again, not foul in that situation. Good time out here by Ryan Hart to reset some things and talk about those two issues right there.
3:04 to go in the game. Silver Streaks lead 61-46. Let's take a full timeout with the Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Are you happy at your current job? If you're even slightly on the fence, head to galesburg.info, keyword jobs, and check out all of the local employers that are currently looking for someone just like you. Openings are updated all the time, so check back often. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks leading Rock Island. 3:04 to go in the game. 61-46. Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Eli Reese to shoot. I think a 1-1. I don't know if they
gave him
two.
He's got two foul shots. Okay. And again, I think he got him on the drive there as he was raising his hand to shoot the basketball.
First free throw up and in.
Or in the process of shooting it, so you're in the act of shooting.
So Rock Island is trying to make this just a frantic game for the final 3 minutes to get the Streaks completely out of rhythm. And I've got to believe that's what Coach Ryan Hart was talking about with the team in the timeout there.
Yeah, because it's going to be a frenetic pace both on offense and defense here that we can't get involved in that.
Second one up and in. 61-48. Silver Streaks by 13. Reese with 5 points in the game. He knocked down a three-pointer in the first quarter. Hadn't scored since those two free throws. Just over 3 minutes to play. Milan, Price, Meadows, McCants, Andrea Gypciacco, and another foul in the backcourt. This one against Colton Siegel, trying to go one-on-one with Meadows, just trying to create a turnover. Instead picks up a personal foul, his third, all of them in this quarter. And that's going to put Meadows back at the free throw line where he made 1 of 2 just a moment ago. So you got to knock down free throws. It's a 13-point lead, but but still 3 minutes to go in the game.
Absolutely.
That can go away quickly.
You betcha. This is a ball game that's not out of the woods yet for the Streaks.
And this is how, if you're the opposition, this is how you extend the game. Stop the clock. Try to get guys at the free throw line who you believe aren't going to make, are going to miss more than they're going to make, as Meadows gets a very friendly roll on the first one. It's a 14-point
Convert in a hurry
Ellsworth
down
lead.
Here, Brad, and maybe get a 3-point play out of it.
Or do like what Eric did on the right side, just, you know, get the Streaks into a hurry up and force them to go too strong to the basket and out of control. And Eric didn't finish that time, and they got the ball back very quickly. Meadows misses the second free throw. McDuffie with the rebound. Stops left of the lane, hands off. Key fires a three and hits. See, there you go. That's how you get back into the game quickly. 62-51. It's an 11-point Galesburg lead and a 30-second timeout by Rock Island with 2:46 to go. They have one remaining.
And we've got to maintain our aggressiveness here, our focus here, staying with those things that we've done so well all night. And again, as you said, we don't want to get caught up in that frenetic pace here and be able to take care of the basketball, stay on an even keel, and not foul down here as well. And make sure we're securing rebounds because they're going to crash the glass on both ends.
So here's kind of what speaks to what we're talking about here in terms of how quickly this can change. The last timeout by the Silver Streaks was at the 3:04 mark. There's now 2:46 to go, so only 18 seconds have gone off the clock. The Streaks got one free throw, and Rock Island got a three-pointer. So in that short little spurt, they cut 2 points off the lead, and it's down to 11 and still 2:46 to go.
And it shows you the weapon the three-point shot is as well.
And again, reemphasizing why the Streaks need to make free throws and handle the ball. Streaks break the press. Jalen driving in from the left side. He took it all the way for the dunk. And we've got a foul called against the Silver
Streaks. Some kind of illegal screen out there,
We've got a foul call against Drea Gypgyakos setting an illegal screen. So it negates the Streaks' basket. Crowd still got energized by the one-handed jam by McCants flying in from the left side. That is Galesburg's first turnover of the game of the second half.
Unbelievable in terms of how well we played offensively, in terms of taking care of the ball, which I thought was going to be a concern.
But they come away with no points, and Rock Island down 11 with the ball. McDuffie trying to work around a screen, drives the right side of the lane, and a foul called on Jalen McCants as McDuffie couldn't finish off the drive from the right side, but they're going to call Jalen with a push, and that's going to put McDuffie at the line. So now we're down to 2:34 to go, and the clock stopped, and Rock Island can get it under double digits now.
And they're just trying to instill a little bit of, we're coming, boys, we're coming, boys. And they're doing it, I think, that right now. And again, these free throws will really make that point come home.
McDuffie has 8 in the quarter. And now 9 as he knocks down the first free throw. It's a 10-point game, 62-52. Substitutions for the Rocks. Nimmers and Siegel out. Reese back in, along with Marion Anderson, a sophomore. Second one by McDuffie. Rattles in and out. And Price locks up the rebound. And a double team underneath. They tried to tie up Price. And Holtum came away frustrated. He wanted the held ball because the arrow favors Rock Island. And he comes away upset and holding his head with both hands. And I think I saw one of the officials say something to him about, be careful, son.
And a good job by the official there of preventative officiating in a game where it is, you know, a pretty tense situation right now. Good decision by the officials there.
2:32 to go in the game. Price to the line shooting 2 free throws. Both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way, and Price misses the first one. So the Silver Streaks now 2 for 4, 4 for 6. So 6 for 11, 12, 7 for 13 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
And again, not what you want.
It's got to get better. Percentage has to get higher. Eric gets a very gentle roll on the second free throw.
Again, splitting foul shots with a lead is not the recipe to win in a comfortable way. You allow your opponent right back in the ballgame.
The lead is 11, 63-52, under 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Backdoor cut, Siegel, blocked by McCants, and it went off of Caleb Meadows out of bounds. A good reaction by Jalen after Siegel lost his man out on the outside and the rejection knocked out of bounds.
A great rim protector there because he had a layup on that back cut.
Lob on the end down to McDuffie. Fires a quick three from the wing. Missed it. Holtum underneath with the offensive rebound. Over the back, over the basket, though. So they come away on two shots empty. And now Milan gets fouled from the backside as Reese comes up going for a steal. And we'll walk it to the other end, and Riley will shoot two. Streaks dodged a bullet there. Holtum was wide open underneath the basket.
Yeah, and that stick back, he had that opportunity. It looked like he may have even been potentially fouled there to get a three-point play out of it.
I think he might have also rushed it.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes when you're, you know, the time is of essence for you.
So Milan to the free throw line, 4 out of 6 in the game and here in this quarter. First one up and in. He's got 8 for the game, all in the second half. Streak's lead is 12, 64-52. Riley will get one more. Again, both teams shooting 2 free throws the rest of the way every time they get fouled. Riley knocks them both down. 65-52 Silver Streaks. Ryan, Rock Island needs some points quickly. McDuffie to the right side of the lane. Took it right at Alex.
Just pulled his way in there. Did a great job to get that.
Just used his body to get down to the low block. 64-54. Rather, 65-54. And another foul by Rock Island into the front court to stop the clock with a minute 55 to go and putting Caleb Meadows at the line. Meadows has been to the line, again, in abbreviated action since he did not play the first 15 games of the season. He shot 4 free throws in the game here tonight. This is only his 14th of the season since coming back. And it's off the mark, and he's 2 for 5 at the line tonight. Putting pressure on somebody who just hasn't been in these situations really ever at the varsity level. Knocks down 1 of 2. 12-point Galesburg lead, 66-54, minute 50 to play. Back into the hands of McDuffie. Fires the 3. Line drive. Missed it badly. Rebound Colton Siegel. Out to Reese on the right side. Airballs it. And underneath, who else? Riley Milan with his 9th rebound, including 6 here in the second half. And he's back to the line after getting fouled quickly.
Yeah, and right now Rock Island is having to go so quick with everything that they're out of kilter too. And that's what happens when you're in a desperate, you know, mode in that, in the situation they're in.
Torian Holtum is going to come back into the game. It's hard to believe that he's not on the floor more here in this situation, as Riley misses the first free throw. But again, he got a little emotional a little bit ago when they were trying to get that tie up and the held ball called, and the officials didn't give it to him. So it might have just been cooling off on the bench, but I would certainly think he's got to be your go-to guy if you're Rock Island. Riley knocks down the 2nd of the 2 free throws. He's in double figures with 10 now, and the Streaks lead is 13 with a minute 40 to go. Meadows out, Price back in for the Silver Streaks. Quickly into the front court, down the right side. Contact as Nimmers takes it strong to the basket. Can't make the shot, but he gets fouled and stops the clock with a minute 34 to go in the game.
And I know this is a difficult thing from where I'm sitting here, but allow that kid, put that good defense like he did. Riley did a good job there, but allow him to go ahead and shoot that thing and not foul him there.
But instead, it's the 4th foul of the game on Milan, as Nimmers knocks down the first one. 4 on Milan, 4 on Price, 3 on McCants. Nimmers and Siegel each have 3 for Rock Island. They're the only ones anywhere near any kind of foul trouble.
Because what you've done there, Riley put him in a tough position with a good defense to try to make a tough shot. And then you bail him out, get him a get out of free jail card there by fouling him.
Nimmers with 4 points in the game, all in the second half, knocks down both free throws to give him 5, and it's 67-56. And I have run out of space in my fourth quarter scoring column with all this stoppage of play and free throws and everything else. Now the Streaks call a 30-second timeout with a minute 34 to go and an 11-point lead.
And they are out of timeouts now, which is critical in terms of being able to stop the clock here after a made basket to get your press set up and do some other things that you want to do here. So they are out of timeouts.
You're right. It was Rock Island. I thought the Streaks called the timeout, but you're right. It was Rock Island. So that is their final one with a minute 34 to go. Streaks still have 2 remaining. Again, both teams in the double bonus. The possession arrow favors Rock Island if they can get a tie-up.
That's a key thing.
Minute 34 to play. Milan and Price, each playing with four fouls, stay on the floor with McCants, Meadows, and Dre Ichipchiako. Coming out of the Rock Island huddle, Key will guard Milan on the inbound on the baseline, along with Anderson, Metcalf, Romeo Metcalf into the game. Defense for offense substitution here. Milan tries to get it into Meadows on the baseline, and Key knocks it out of bounds. No time went off the clock. McCants is waiting at half court, guarded by Metcalf there. Now comes into the front court. Milan finds him. Jalen bounces it over to Riley, passes it into the front court. Nearly stolen away, but Meadows got to it. They have Dre open at the other end with a layup, and it rolls off. Rebound, Eric Price up and fouled. No basket, but he gets two free throws. Dre missed an absolute bunny. It was 2-on-0.
And he's probably saying, I have no idea how that stayed out. I thought he executed the way he needed to. More importantly, there's Eric not quitting on the play and getting a rebound and getting fouled here.
Foul by Romeo Metcalf puts Price at the line. Again, an 11-point Galesburg lead, down to a minute 19 to go, and Price knocks down the first free throw.
That's super play by Eric there, not to quit on the play and still be involved in it. That's the mark of good ball clubs, really great ball clubs.
You think Dre got distracted with Eric there? I mean, Eric was coming in from the left. They were both wide open. Dre, really, if he was being nice, he could have passed it over to Eric, who would have gotten the lay-in. And I don't know if he just got caught in that indecision. And
I think that's one thing, and sometimes it's so doggone easy, you feel like that you put pressure on you because it's too easy.
Price knocks down both free throws. 13-point Galesburg lead. Siegel with a quick three from the wing. Missed it. Rebound batted out to Jalen. Outlet to Dre. Wide open again. This time he finishes it. And Dre is in double figures now, and the Streaks have the lead back to 15 with a minute to go in the game. And that should really do it now. Still going to try to get some quick shots off, and they foul Siegel.
Again, I know those are some things that, and you're in all kinds of situations here, but when you have a lead here against the ball club, it's explosive. Again, the foul, the jump shooter, foul the shooter here will be something that I know will be a teachable moment for Coach Hart with his club here.
15-point Galesburg lead, 55 seconds to go. Siegel to the line, first one up and in. His first points since the second quarter, 71-57 Streaks. Siegel has missed his last five shots in the game, including four from three-point range. But he knocks down the first free throw here. Second one off the back iron. Rebound loose in the lane. Finds its way over to Key. Shoots the three and hits from the wing. They are out of timeouts, so they'll have to inbound it. 71-60. Streaks by 11. Now Galesburg nearly turns it over.
Take care
and
of the
Meadows
ball there.
Does get his pocket pick, but Rock Island can't get it on the far sideline. As Anderson came up from the backside, knocked it loose, but right on the sideline, the ball went out of bounds. 42 seconds to go. 11-point Galesburg lead. Streaks with the ball. Price will inbound at the front end of his own bench right next to the scoring table. Dre breaks into the backcourt where he gets it, and a whistle away from the ball. And apparently Nimmers fouled Kyla Meadows in order to stop the clock. So now Nimmers has fouled out of the game. I had him with three, so I missed one somewhere. And Meadows will go back to the line, where he's 3 out of 6 for his only points of the night. 40.8 seconds to go. Well, this game has come to a screeching halt, but, you know, Rock Island is doing what you got to do in these situations as Meadows misses the first free throw.
Absolutely. They're playing it just the way you need to play it, offense, the defense, foul, try to come down here and convert and crash the glass. They're doing everything they can.
Meadows makes 1 of 2, 72-60 Silver Streaks. Galesburg looking to pass Rock Island in the standings. The Rocks came in at 4-1. The Streaks 4-2. The Rocks only lost to Geneseo, whom, of course, the Silver Streaks beat a couple weeks ago. Down to 35 seconds to play. Into the front court, McDuffie goes right at Alex Ichipchiako, but he can't finish off the drive down to the low blocks. The rebound, volleyballed back around to him. He can't hit the shot underneath, and Riley Milan comes away with his 10th rebound. And now foul to the backcourt on a double team with 23 seconds to go. Riley Milan with his first career double-double.
Super job there.
10 points, 10 rebounds, and Milan will go back to the line shooting two with 23 seconds to go in the game. Galesburg is that close to its 14th consecutive win and its 19th of the year as Milan misses the front end of the two-shot foul.
And a big win here and a convincing win here and certainly a signature win here and up to this point in the season.
Knocks down the second free throw. 73-60 Silver Streaks. And I would say largely fueled by the Streaks' defense.
Yes, really, really bound up the rocks here tonight.
Quick three by Reese. Air ball. Weak side McDuffie with a rebound. Put back. Won't go, but he gets a second opportunity. Alex into the front court. Final 6 seconds to go in the game. And he's just going to be able to hang on to the ball. And the Silver Streaks win it 73-62 to go to 19-2 on the season. Rock Island's 8-game winning streak ends. They fall to 14-4. And we will have the post game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Midstate Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Midstate Manufacturing.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Illinois Army National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL, reminding you that the Rova After Prom Committee is hosting a fundraising basketball game. The Harlem Wizards will take on Rova staff Wednesday, February 19th in the Rova Gym, and tickets are available. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy tonight, a little chilly, low of 5 above. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 26. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, a low of 20. Wednesday cloudy with a slight chance of afternoon snow, a high of 35. Snow more likely overnight Wednesday night, low of 30. Rain and snow likely Thursday with a high of 37. Same for Friday as well. Right now it's 14 degrees at WGIL.
With the
the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks knock off Rock Island here at Thiel Gym tonight, 73-62. When Galesburg took a 12-11 lead in the second quarter, they led the entire rest of the game.
And that says something to you, for you as a ball club as well, that you get the lead and you don't relinquish it in a ball game like this. Difficult thing to do.
So Galesburg improves to 19-2. They're 5-2 as the Streaks complete the first half run through the Western Big Six Conference. They'll be at Alleman coming up on Friday night. Rock Island drops to 4-2 in the conference. And 14-4 overall. Their 8-game winning streak is over. The Streaks win streak continues at 14 now. And Galesburg moves ahead of Rock Island for sole possession of second place in the Western Big Six Conference. A game back in the loss column to Geneseo, whom the Silver Streaks have defeated. By the way, Geneseo travels to Quincy tomorrow night. None of the Western Big Six Conference games got played on Friday night because of the weather. So that game is going to be made up coming up tomorrow night, and we'll certainly be watching that one very closely. If Geneseo goes down there and loses, the Streaks are in first place.
No question. And from what I've seen, now that we've seen everybody, I think that the two best teams in the conference are the two best teams that the two teams that played here tonight. I know Geneseo knocked off Rock Island, and we saw Geneseo, but I believe that this is a ball club that, when it's all said and done, Rock Island, they're going to be the ones that you're going to have to beat in order to win a conference championship.
Talk about a lot of different people as candidates for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Could almost give it to the whole team.
There were critical plays on both ends of the floor made by a bunch of guys here tonight.
So have you put the supercomputer to work? Do you have all these numbers added up? Because
I think the fourth's scary.
The fourth quarter alone needed.
Well, we had them down for 23 shots. Rocky for 23 shots in the fourth period, including 11 threes. And they had to be in a scramble mode and a desperation mode. It's almost like a two-minute offense when you're behind in the NFL. You're going to throw. And it's going to be one of those things where you're going to have a lot of plays, and they had a lot of shots here.
Why don't we go ahead and try to work through our statistics?
Okay.
I don't see Coach Ryan Hart out. I've seen a couple of the players, but not the head coach yet. So let's get through our final statistics. And, you know, one other thing I want to mention, actually, while we have a moment. You know who I saw here tonight? In fact, he's up there on the balcony on the left side. Mike Westfall's back tonight.
And that's terrific. I spoke with him, and there cannot ever be enough said about how valuable Mike Westfall is to basketball, but our entire athletic program, yep, and to this school. He is an MVP, folks, and he does it. He's such a humble guy and stays behind the scenes. Brad and I have talked about it. He is just a super fella and just does so many things here for athletics.
Invaluable is certainly the word. And again, we talked about it the other night. Mike just had a little bit of a health scare. Turned out everything was okay, thankfully, and we're grateful for that. And it's good to have Mike back in the gymnasium, as he's already at work there on the far side while lots of folks are hanging around here on Pinkout Night celebrating this big Silver Streaks victory over Rock Island. All right, our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Streaks-wise, shooting-wise, we come out again to where we end up right around the 50% mark from the field. 24 out of 49, 48%. Tough night with a three ball. Just couldn't find it. But again, smart enough to identify where we needed to attack. Got a lot of baskets out of transition. We were 2 out of 14, 14% with a three ball. Rocky, on the other hand, 19 out of 64, 29%. You stated there, we just did a really good job of keeping them off balance, forcing them to get shots that were contested out of their comfort zone, rushing their shots, and I think that statistic proves that. And they were only 6 out of 24 with a three ball, and again, lots of those in desperation mode there in the fourth period for 25%. One of the few times we've been out-rebounded all year. They really crashed the offensive glass. But again, we contested those tips as well, and they weren't easy tips for them. They had 44 rebounds to our 28. Here is a key statistic. They had 12 turnovers in the ball game. Well played by them. We only committed 7 turnovers, including only one in the second half with all that pressure on us by Rock Island. Just a great job of handling the ball. A great job all the way around all night long here.
I had them with only three turnovers in the second half.
Yeah, only three by them. So, I mean, really
incredible.
Well-played game
yeah.
by both teams in terms of taking care of the ball, handling the ball.
Free throw shooting, Rock Island 14 out of 23. Silver Streaks 21 out of 31. And let's run through the individual scoring. Unbelievably, my numbers added up. Although, again, maybe I didn't add them correctly, but I think they've added up. Torian Holtum and Andrew McDuffie each led Rock Island with 16 points. Then you go to Malachi Key with 8 all in the second half. Solomon Gustafson and Colton Siegel each had 6. Amarian Nimmers and Eli Reese each with 5. For the Silver Streaks, 4 players in double figures. I don't think we've done that all year long.
No, very balanced.
Jalen McCants with 20, Eric Price 21, Dre Egyptiaco and Riley Milan each with 11, Alex Egyptiaco 6, Caleb Meadows 4. Silver Streaks win at 73-62. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart and also give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it here tonight, 73-62. Galesburg's 14th consecutive victory to go to 19-2 on the season. And they move past Rock Island in the Western Big Six standings to second place at 5-2 overall. The Rocks' 8-game winning streak is over as the Streaks knock them down to 14-4 on the season. Head coach Ryan Hart joining us now. First of all, Coach, congratulations. Big win here tonight. Steve and I were both commenting toward the end of the game there. We really thought it started on the defensive end. Let's talk about your defense, first of all, your observations of what your kids did defensively.
Well, they got ahead early, 9-4, somewhere in that neighborhood, and we called a timeout. And I do remember what the timeout was about this one, because they were getting every single offensive board that they threw up there on every miss. And we addressed that, and for the rest of the half, we did a very good job keeping them off the glass. They did it a little bit again in the third quarter, but other than that, it'd be a great job rebounding. We did a great job keeping them out of the lane for the most part. They got a couple kids that can get to the rim, and when you kind of take them away here and there and make sure that they're not getting second chance opportunities, then you have a recipe for success.
I want to talk about your secondary break. We've talked about defense a little bit there. You focus on rebounding. How about your secondary break here tonight? Was that an emphasis coming tonight? Because we executed that just pinpoint here tonight for the most part.
Well, a lot of teams, well, it depends on what the team concept is when they press. So, like Rocky, when they're pressing, they're trying to get some steals on it. I mean, other teams just press just to slow you down a little bit and try to slow down your momentum getting the ball up and down the court. But Rocky's trying to get steals, and we got guys that can handle the ball. So, I mean, it was nice to see us getting the ball up the court a little bit and finding some open guys. It could be better, like anything else in this world. But we did a pretty good job. We hit some open threes when we needed to. We got the ball underneath the rim. We could possibly make some more layups underneath, too. But all in all, it was a pretty good performance by our guys.
We've both seen growth in so many different ways by your team and as individuals. One of the things that I've seen a lot of, as much as anything, is the decision-making. Your guys are just making, our guys are making unbelievably good decisions, which lead to easier baskets, not committing fouls. And the biggest thing is, like we talked about, no turnovers. What are you doing? What's happening that you feel like that is allowing our guys to make better decisions?
Well, we do ball handling drills every day, and we're religious about it. And the emphasis starting tryouts, if you will, was we need to be more ball friendly as a group, because at the end of the year, if you don't have multiple guys that you can rely on to have the ball in your hands and not turn it over and be able to put the ball on the floor a couple, two or three dribbles, then you're not going to go very far in the postseason. But we've emphasized that, and the kids have really bought in. And I know one of them, I can't remember which one it was the other day, kind of after we're going through the ball handling drills, I looked down and I said something to him. He goes, "I'm a way better ball handler today than I was a year ago." And I'm like, "Well, I'd hope so. I mean, because we work on it, and it shows. So, I mean, I'm proud of the kids in that aspect too. And for the most part, almost every single day, they're very good about any of the drills we put out there. And the focus that we are trying to get to for that week's games. And I mean, I got to give it all the credit to them.
We talked early in the season, especially after a disappointing loss, specifically that you mentioned it even back then. You don't want the highs to get too high and the lows to get too low. I think this is one of those situations. Good win, but it's not going to sustain us for the rest of the season. What was kind of the message to the kids in the locker room after this?
I let them celebrate for half a second.
Typical coach.
And then I reiterated the fact that we could have been out of here about 15 minutes earlier and won by 25 if we would have made our free throws. And they actually got some rebounds there late in the game when it's just sloppy. They're just throwing stuff up there.
Right.
And McDuffie, he's a load going to the rim.
Yes.
He goes to the rim. You got to make sure you keep him out of there. You're going to have to hold your ground if they come into you. I told Alex, like, if he bumps into you, it's okay to take a charge. I mean, if he's lowering his shoulder, he goes, "What am I supposed to do?" Well, at some point in time, you're going to have to fall down or keep him out, one or the other. I mean, you can't allow him to back you down. It's like Charles Barkley back in the day. So, right. I mean, there's little things here and there that we need to take care of. And, I mean, right now, finishing out games, because even though we're up 10 to 14, 16 points there late in the game, we still have got to do a better job getting that one rebound, making those two or three free throws that we miss, or making that layup that we missed down late in the game, too. So, I mean, we have to do a better job, but not as much as what I probably led on to.
You know, and one of the things that I wrote down is the little things, and I'm now in the broadcasting area and not in the coaching area like he is, so you're always trying to find something. I really find us doing these little things, and little things like Eric Price on the miss of Dre being able to get that stick back because he just hustled to the right spot. All those things matter, and I know the little things are another thing you've talked about in so many different areas, and they are mattering.
Yeah, and, I mean, you were around me long enough to know that I do like making sure we do stuff right. I mean,
that's right. I mean,
in all the camps we ran together, I mean, director,
signature,
yes,
absolutely,
director of
you
skills
sure
development is what you used to always call me back in the day.
I did. You were that.
So I mean,
all the little stuff,
and we are getting better. And our skill wise, I mean, it's looking pretty good. So we need to make sure that we continue. And again, like you said, highs are never as good as you think they are, and the lows are never as bad. I mean, there's always going to be a brighter day, but you also have to realize that nothing is easy. So you still got to keep on working. You still got to make sure that you're playing the right way and you're trying to get things accomplished every single minute of every single game.
My media vote gives him Coach of the Year, I'll tell you.
There you go. For what it's worth, anyway, from us two hacks, right?
Well, did the Cow win tonight? I mean,
he always gets a vote too. You know, I give you both
votes.
We're
a win streak.
I hadn't checked that
yet.
Gotcha. Yeah, got a little head to head going on there, don't you? Congratulations on the win, Coach. Thanks for coming by as always, and sure enjoy watching this team continue to grow.
Yeah, you bet.
Silver Streaks win it here tonight, 73-62 over Rock Island. We'll take a final timeout. Come back, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
One of the biggest questions we all have when buying a used car is whether or not we'll be able to rely on it for years to come. When you buy your vehicle from YEM, you have an advantage. This is Sarah YEM. Nearly every pre-owned vehicle we sell at YEM in Galesburg comes with the YEM Advantage program and includes a free powertrain warranty for up to 2 years or 100,000 30,000 miles. That means you get the value of buying used and the confidence of buying new. At YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you could win cash. Pick one up today at Galesburg Toyota near Walmart in Galesburg. Full details at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks win it here tonight, 73-62 over Rock Island. Galesburg's 14th consecutive win to go 19-2 on the season. Four players in double figures. Mention that again. Price with 21, McCants 20, Milan a double-double, his first career on the varsity level. 11 points, 10 rebounds. Andrea Gipciacco finished with 11 as well. Streaks shot well here tonight, maybe not as well as the coach wanted from the free throw line, but statistically, again, they continue to shoot right around that 50% mark, and a lot of that is shot selection, too.
Yeah. Really doing, making good decisions. And I know the free throw thing is something you and I have talked about. It's something to take care of. And, you shoot them under duress, you shoot them a lot of ways. You don't want to make them too much of a big deal, but you do want to make them a big deal. I'm convinced that when it gets crunch time here down the stretch, our guys will get back to where they need to be with shooting foul shots the way they need to, and that's McCants and Price.
Right.
They'll be where they need to be.
So you mentioned crunch time. We have to go with our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game now, and gosh.
I'll tell you who I like.
We haven't talked about it.
I know, and we normally compare, and we usually come up, but I'm going to go out with mine right now and see if this is good enough for you. I thought Eric Price at key times tonight did lots of good things, whether it's a steal here, a rebound there, whatever it may be. The hustle play there that gets us another layup there that, you know, that's a backbreaker if you miss a layup and they come down and score on the other end. You feel like you've really shot yourself in the foot twice. I thought Eric all over the floor tonight was energy, making good decisions, and making big plays at key times.
That's actually who I was thinking, too. So I don't think I need to add anything to what you just said there.
But you were right. There were a number of key guys tonight, from Riley getting a number of key rebounds and guarding, making a couple of big stops there when he had struggles earlier in the game with that. And again, Jalen is Jalen and Dre. And I mean, lots of really, this is what it takes to beat a ball club like Rock Island. Everybody involved.
There were some things I liked about what Dre did here tonight, too. Being the center fielder and, you know, being the outlet guy, being the deep guy, you know, on those outlet passes and beating the defense down court for some layups.
You know, really, we want him times. On our team, both you and I.
Right.
Want both those the twins on our team, no doubt about it.
So, Eric Price, our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game with a lot of candidates from whom to choose, but the Silver Streaks, we'll go with Price tonight, 21 points, 5 rebounds, just generally for his overall leadership in this game as the Streaks win their 14th consecutive. Two games coming up this weekend at Alleman Friday night and at Chicago or for a shootout. That's actually a two-day shootout. I was looking at their schedule. I mean, both days, they got really good games. I should show you the schedule on that thing, but it's Saturday and Sunday. They've got a whole bunch of games going on, too, which I thought was unusual that they'd have.
On a Sunday, yeah.
On a Sunday, yeah.
Because you got to get some special permission to do that.
Right. So the Streaks will play in that game against Lincoln Park out of Chicago. That's a 4 o'clock game coming up on Saturday afternoon. So a big weekend ahead. And, as I mentioned to Coach, we'll just continue to look forward to seeing how this team
continues to progress. One game at a time. Keep trying to get better.
73-62 the final. Our thanks to broadcast engineer Will Stevenson. For the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you as the Silver Streaks are now in second place by themselves in the Western Big Six Conference. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.